We're with Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts. He's been in office since 2013. He served in the House since 76 to 13. Okay, so, Senator, how are the Democrats doing in presenting their impeachment case so far?
Well, I think that the Democrats have laid out a blistering, scalding indictment of President Trump and his actions. I think they've laid out a clear case that there was a quid pro quo, that he would withhold the $391 million of national security aid to Ukraine unless Zelensky ordered an investigation of the Biden family. I think there's clear and compelling evidence that that did happen, and I think that's a clear violation of American constitutional law, that it's a high crime and misdemeanor, and that the president, unless he has any exculpatory evidence, which he does not want to present, should be removed.
Well, I don't get something, Senator. You serve with the Republican senators. I'm sure you speak to them, and I'm sure they tell you their innermost thoughts. But how can they, how could they say we want a trial with no witnesses and no evidence? What is that about?
Well, you are so right. A trial without witnesses is a cover-up. And we know that John Bolton has firsthand knowledge because of his conversations with the president of what his intent was in terms of withholding the aid to the Ukraine. So to the extent to which they won't allow him to testify, they're completely opposed to him testifying, and the Republicans appear to have the votes to block Bolton from being called. It's all part of this cover-up mentality, which the Republicans are bringing to this entire process in order to protect President Trump and to make him accountable for his actions.
But, Ed Markey, I guess the question I'm asking is, how can these Republican senators, knowing what's at stake in terms of a constitutional representative democracy, look in the mirror?
Well, I think what they say to themselves is, one, if I vote against him, then they will run a very right-wing Trump supporter against me, that is them, in the Republican primary,
right,
and defeat me, you know. And so I don't want to give up my seat, so therefore I am not going to stand up for these constitutional guarantees, which should be made paramount. So unfortunately, that's the case. And we're seeing how Trump now has a complete and total control of the Republican Party at its base, and notwithstanding the overwhelming evidence that has been presented, it's hard to find four people who are willing to stand up to say that we're going to have witnesses. It's a little bit like Diogenes, you know, searching for just four people willing to stand up, and thus far, that has not happened.
Senator Ed Markey, Harvard professor, you're a Massachusetts senator, Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz, all tongues are wagging over this. Basically, presenting an argument before you as a juror yesterday, that anything that anybody does is okay because they're doing it in what they perceive as this, as the interest of the nation. There's a question
right
there somewhere.
I think Alan Dershowitz made a ridiculous claim that if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment. So as a result, the standard will be that they believe nothing is impeachable. And if nothing is impeachable, then we will no longer have a democracy. We will have a dictatorship. We will have one person deciding that they can do whatever they want, and there's no accountability that will be established. So this is a big moment for our country, because this is a precedent which Trump himself is going to use immediately to help him get reelected. Will say he can call China, he can call Russia, if it helps him to get reelected in terms of their collusion with him, then there'll be no standard, because he is being helped by their aid in getting reelected. And that is a very dangerous place for our country to be in 2020 as Trump runs for reelection.
So let me ask you real quickly. You've been endorsed by a lot of people, mayors, congresspeople, others. Mm-hmm. Mike Dukakis this week, Do these endorsements work?
Well, obviously, it's great to have the validation of the people with whom you've been working. You know, the people who are representatives of their communities, and when they say, "I've been doing the job for their communities all across the Commonwealth," that's an incredible validation. But it's not in and of itself enough. You have to build on that, right down to the grassroots level in every single one of the 351 cities and towns across the Commonwealth. And I'm doing that. We have an incredible coalition of activists and elected officials and just regular citizens that are helping me in every single community. And it's a very formidable base that we have created for my reelection bid.
You made a lot of news this week. We only got 3 minutes here, but you made a lot of news about public television, public TV. You're annoyed, aren't you?
I'm very annoyed that the Trump Federal Communications Commission would change the formula for what is the level of funding that a community access channel would receive to put on the programming that is central to that community. You know, when the big stations go away, it's the cable access channel that's still there, making sure the community knows what is going on, what the issues are that are central to that community. And I have fought very hard for community access channels throughout my career. And my belief is that those stations are our televised town squares, and they have to be funded. And I'm going to continue to battle to make sure they get their historic level of funding, or else we're going to really see an undermining of that and a whole town meeting-like quality that really originated in Massachusetts back in pre-colonial days.
Have you ever had a chance to talk to Mr. Kennedy, your opponent in this thing, and say, what's going on here?
My only way of dealing with this race is to just run on my record, to run on my leadership, run on what I've delivered for the state, run on, you know, where I come from. You know, my father drove a truck for the Hood Milk Company. My mother had to kind of take care of her younger sisters when she was growing up because my grandmother died. And I had to work my way through BC Law School, the first of my family to go to college. And that's all I can really run on. It's on who I am and what Ed Markey has tried to do to fight for the people of Massachusetts with every ounce of strength that I have. So I just want every child to have the opportunities I had. And I know growing up blue-collar in Malden that's really what the aspiration is for every parent, every family across the Commonwealth.
Senator Ed Markey, we got 1 minute. Is there something in Western Massachusetts, unique to Western Massachusetts, that you want to achieve?
Well, again, I'm very committed to working on East-West Rail and making sure that all of the benefits of a rail system are given to Western Massachusetts. I was just successful in ensuring that the rail crossing over in Longmeadow was corrected. I was able to do that specifically. But in general, my goal is to make sure, one, that the Green New Deal provides new jobs for the people out in Western Massachusetts, that we provide the opioid coverage, which is so desperately needed, that we ensure that we get assault weapons and other guns off the streets of Western Massachusetts, and that we provide access to opportunity for every child out there. So that's, you know, my principal goal, and I'm also working hard to make sure that we get the television coverage out there, especially in the Berkshires, that they have been looking for over the past year, and I continue to work hard on that issue.
Right, you are. Ed Markey, we thank you so much for this very generous time. We know what you're up against. You're going to have to be back in that Senate as a juror one more time, and we so thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.